adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go! Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's not Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is somewhere chasing a nickel in some part of the country and shirking his job here. Let me adjust my microphone here. Dr. Bruce is supposed to be filling in for Dr. Drew tonight, but Dr. Bruce is not here either. So the least educated of the group has seen fit to show up, but that's all right. Seven Dust is here tonight. We're... I said we, but now I mean I. Always happy to see Seven Dust.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, I thought it would be. Well, you know what it is? That's one of those. See, here's what happens. Okay, this is getting old. Like, see, when you're young, and someone goes like, "How long till summer vacation?" and some guy goes, 5 weeks. You're like, "Oh Christ! Oh no!" It ain't gonna happen. I'll never make it. Now you hear some old song, like, we were hearing I was talking about the Rico Suave song other day, and I said, what's that, about 5, 6 years old? So I was like, that's 25 years old, man.
Is it really?
No, it's like 10, it's 10 years old. There's
I'm in the same boat with you.
Like Stairway to Heaven and that song were written in the same period of time.
Yeah, yeah. I think Gerard recorded his a calendar year later, but the point is you don't want to sound old, so you just make everything a year. Yeah, we saw you dudes a year ago.
You said right. A year or 9 months. I was like, yeah, it's been about 9 months.
No, we're getting old.
Coming up on two. Clint, John, and LaShawn are all here from Seven Dust.
No, John's nowhere.
Oh, wait, where's John?
Morgan took his place.
Oh, sorry, Morgan. I screwed that up. I was reading that. All right, let me write that down. There we go. Sorry,
at least
Morgan.
We know you're attentive to the situation.
Listen, guys, I sit here every goddamn night with you effing band. You guys come and go. Roll in and out of town. You're on to the next gig.
We feel you.
I'm stuck here. Animosity is the name of the...
We're Motley Crue up in this
place. Oh, Christ. Are you asking me?
Oh, Christ.
Animosity is the name of the new CD, and we will take a listen to it. Yeah, that takes its toll, too. We will take a listen to it. Well, at least two songs off it before the night is through. Bruce, I'm sure you're on the freeway somewhere between Redlands and the studio, and I'm sure you're coming out
called.
This way. He just called.
He said he got pulled over by cops or something.
Right. So
that means he's probably going to jail because you know what's in his truck.
Right. Meth. What's in his truck?
Like a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
Like Deputy Duel.
All right. Well, he'll be here. He'll be here, and when he is, I'll be pissed. All right, so why don't you guys take a look at the screen? We'll just pick some calls, see what you like. For now, we'll just start at the top.
Technology.
Work our way down. Paul.
Wow. Do you see the candle?
Going to try out anal beads, wants to know where to aim them.
Is this the
obviously.
First call? Yeah, Paul, you 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I got this girl, we dig each other. She wants to get into anal beads.
All right.
And I'm totally hetero. You know, dig chicks, no guys, love women.
Right.
But you're gay.
Right.
No, negatory. Love the woman, the female form, you know. Guys don't do a thing for me.
You're
don't
gay. Right. Yeah, but don't protest too much. It makes you seem guilty.
Very good.
We understand you're into the ladies. She wants to put the beads in you?
Yes.
And whoa.
I see. What do you do? Do you have to eat the beads and then pass them, or do you stuff the beads up there? Like
they put them in your ass.
You stuff them up there? I understand the pulling out part, but they never talk about the putting in part.
I know. She wants to go in the exit, but, I dig her. And
you know it'd be funny if she yanked on the anal bead and a lamp came off?
A genie.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
All right, so she wants to do the anal beads in you.
Yes.
And what do these things run size-wise? Are they about grape size or are they puka shells? I had some
puka shells. Golf balls, I think.
No.
Kind of, I think, though.
Really?
From movies, yeah.
Like Wilma Flintstone's necklace size?
That's a good
little piece of trivia there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Have you sized these beads up yet?
Negatory.
All right. Well, that may be something you may want to do.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it doesn't sound like you're committed to this completely, and I don't want to see you waste a lot of time or money on this, so why don't you hit the bargain bin when you're over at the sex shop? They usually have a nice assortment of used anal beads over there.
Like a pearl necklace or something. Try a pearl necklace first.
To be safe, you should probably give her, you know, some beads that you purchase yourself, some really small ones, so she doesn't go out there and get some softball-sized beads for you.
There's something called My First Anal Beads. They have them at the Toys R Us in the youth section. No. What, Paul?
So far, we've been give and take.
Why don't you put half in her, half in you, back up ass to ass, and then someone else go? And you just let it rip.
That's funny. Hey, Paul, man, if I can say anything, I don't know. I would just say it's exit only, man, because me being the type of guy that I am, I wouldn't want anybody to stick nothing in my butt and pull it out either. So I would say, you know what, and I'm not, I would say, you know, check it out. That's the way I am. You don't want no... you don't want that pushed up in your stuff.
It's an exit.
You got to use the bathroom.
We've been experimenting with a swing.
With a swing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's different from putting stuff in your butt. If you don't want to do that, man, you don't have to do that. And I think
All right. Listen, do whatever you want. But, yeah, that's my feeling. Are you burnt out on BJs? Are you burnt out on doggy style? Are you burnt out on just good straight humping? Has that gotten old at age 25?
Grinding is cool still, too.
It's 25. There's no allure to that anymore? You got to start ramming stuff up your ass.
He's 25 years old?
Yeah, he's 25. See, there's the age right up top there.
I wonder if she's actually tried the beads in her. Maybe she'd think different if, I don't know.
All right, you guys see another question?
I'm not too educated at the anal probing.
All right, let's take three.
That's what I was looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's very interesting.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
Seven Dust is on. What's your question?
I got a girl that I'm trying to start seeing again. I've been seeing her for a while before, but things just didn't quite work out. We got a kid together. She's with somebody else. I recently came back into town, and she's been coming over quite a lot. And, you know, saying she'll mess around, but she won't have sex.
Who's she seeing?
Some loser named Jason. He won't even work.
He won't work?
No, man. He won't even pay the bills.
Yeah. Dang it. And what the...
Hey, now, that's hometown music right there.
Yeah!
So does she want to get back with you?
She acts like she does. She comes over here a lot.
Why did... Who broke up with who?
I broke up with her.
Why?
Because she was cheating on me when I was at work. She was calling some guy in North Carolina and running up all the bills and didn't want to work.
She was having phone sex with him?
I'm from North Carolina. That's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Was she having phone sex? What was she doing talking to this guy?
Dude, when I went to work, she was, like, calling him while I was at work. And I came home from work early one day because I was sick. And I laid on the couch, and I kind of acted like I was asleep. And I heard her talking. She said, he's asleep. And I jumped up and I grabbed the phone from her. And when I asked who it was, they hung up. So she finally told me that it was some guy from South Carolina that she had been talking to for a while. And when I got the
I know. It
switched from North Carolina to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Which Carolina is? Because I'm from North Carolina. I could tell you a lot about this subject.
Charlottesville, North or South Carolina. Anyway, I didn't check up on the guy.
Isn't it Charlotte? That's not Charlottesville, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's Charlottesville, North Carolina.
All right. Hey, Larry.
Yeah. She's lying to you, obviously, because there is no Charlotte.
You may be lying to us.
No, there ain't no lying going on.
Okay, but listen, genius. I'm going to ask for the fifth time. I don't understand what she was doing with this guy. She was having a conversation.
She married the dude, okay, and then gave custody of my son to him.
No. Listen, I'm not talking about the new guy. You said you dumped her because she was talking to a guy from North/South Carolina.
Right.
And I keep asking, what was she doing? What do you mean talking to the guy?
Talking to the dude on the phone, I guess.
Oh, man, over the phone?
Yeah.
That whore.
Kind of like so, this.
Hey, listen, jackass. You answer my question. I want to know what's going on. I keep asking. Talking to him on the phone is not an answer for cheating. She's talking to this dude on the phone. And I say, phone sex? And you go, no, man, she's talking to this dude. And I say, talking about what? What do you mean? What's she doing? She's talking to him on the phone.
Trying to get hooked up with him.
What do you mean? Where's she going?
Did she end up marrying the guy?
Did she get hooked up?
Yes, she got hooked up. She married the dude after I left her ass.
Same dude.
Yeah, same.
Okay, so she had a thing going on with him, and now where the hell were you guys living at the time? Ohio?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, what do you want a piece of her for though? She's trouble then, right?
She's been coming around, and I don't know. I mean,
hey, listen, I got a raccoon that comes around my yard. I'm gonna try to hump it.
Give him a taste of his own medicine, and you know, hit it back.
Yeah, but then you're playing volleyball with
that's
the
what
kid,
I'm, that's
you know?
What I'm trying to tell you. She comes around all the time, man, and I try like hell, but she won't give me none.
Okay. Can't you just start fresh? Why don't you just start fresh?
Yeah.
Start with someone else. You got too much sewage under the bridge here. Just find somebody new. And don't get them pregnant, all right?
All right.
This guy sounds like one hell of a dad. It doesn't sound like a great daddy.
There was not really one mention about the kid other than the first statement.
Yeah.
It was whether we have a kid together. Now it's all about talking on the phone.
Let me tell you about the retards that call this show. They know the story in their head. They're like kids.
They're like kids.
You ever talk to five-year-olds? They start talking about Tommy from school because they think you know Tommy. But you don't know Tommy because you don't go to their school. But they know Tommy, and if they know Tommy, you must know Tommy.
Right.
That's retarded kid logic. That's what all the callers have. They just keep talking and start talking to the dude on the phone. Talking on the phone. All right. Now, he could have said 10 minutes ago that he was talking to the dude right. She subsequently ran off with
right.
on the phone. But, all right. Jody?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
You accidentally slept with your boyfriend's friend?
How do you accidentally do anything like that?
Oh, man, this is a
call. Oh, I slipped.
No.
Okay,
what happened was I went to a party with my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And got very drunk, and I ended up going in the room and laying down and turning off the light, so it's really dark. My boyfriend lay down with me, and when I woke up, he was still there, and we ended up having sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so after we finished, I got up, he passed out. I got up, and I turned on the light, and it was his brother.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
I just gave him a blowjob. Whoops!
So this was not... This never was your boyfriend then.
Are they like the same size guy? Or are they the same, you know, just...
Well, when I woke up, I was still drunk, so I wasn't really...
Right, but you said you lay down and your boyfriend laid down next to you, but it never mm-hmm. never was your boyfriend. It was
no,
the brother.
It was him, but he had gotten up and left and gone somewhere. And while he was gone, his brother came in and lay down beside me.
And you thought it was him returning?
Right, I thought it was still him when I woke up.
Are they twins?
No.
But they're close enough?
No, it was dark in the room. It's like pitch black dark.
What about the size?
Yeah.
Well, I'd only slept with him a couple of times, and I was really drunk.
Yeah, but you know,
Liar, whore, you know it.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, Dr. Drew and Dr. Bruce's penis tastes totally different. Totally. Drew's tastes like one of those bomb pops, and Dr. Dr. Bruce tastes like rancid vinegar. So, I don't believe this. All right, I believe you. So what do you want to do?
No, I'm wondering if I should tell him or not.
Well, obviously his brother's going to tell him at some point.
Yeah, brother's going to tell, I mean, eventually, I guess. I mean,
it's been like a month, though, and his brother hasn't said anything.
Yeah, well, why? Well, who's bigger? I mean, who's a bigger guy?
His brother's the bigger guy.
Oh.
All right,
is he older or younger? What's the situation? I mean, is it?
It's his older brother.
Okay, so his penis had a lot of time to grow and flourish.
No, but I mean, who could kick whose ass?
Yeah.
The one that I accidentally slept with can kick that one's ass, I'm sure.
Okay. Then that's fine. Then he's not going to do anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, life goes on. Hey, listen, don't tell anybody about this. Especially on the radio.
Put on a down low.
Okay.
All right, are you in love? Do you want to get married and stuff?
No.
No, you're not that into the guy?
No, it was just kind of a... thing.
What was the sex noticeably different?
No, not really.
Really?
Really.
Interesting. So you, I mean, I know you were loaded, but you didn't know the difference anyway.
I really didn't. I didn't know.
All right. All right. Don't say anything. You're fine.
Okay.
All right. Good times. Thanks. Dr. Bruce has now entered the studio, only 15 minutes late. He got pulled over.
Want to hear the true story?
Yeah. Anderson, you got to turn his mic on as much as we hate to do it. What happened, Dr. Bruce?
I was speeding.
Yeah.
Pulled over by CHP.
Right.
Check my license, comes back, and I tell him the truth. And he asks for my medical license. I show it to him. And he, the young guy, laughs, and he goes, if you got to spend 2 hours with Adam Carolla, you don't deserve to get a speeding ticket.
Really? Wow.
Very nice.
I'm kind of flattered by that. I'm flattered, even though it sounds unflattering. All right. So you didn't get a ticket? All right, let me do some math here, though, Bruce. You're 15 minutes late. How long did it take you to get pulled over, him to check your license, make fun of me, and send you on your way?
I slowed down after half an hour? I was speeding because I was cutting it close.
All right.
But after that, I slowed down to a reasonable...
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay. How much national radio do you do a year beside this show? I'm curious. You're very relaxed about this responsibility.
No, I'm
maybe
not.
Too relaxed.
No,
all right,
no.
All right. So you had you.
I know that I hang by a thread anyway. So,
absolutely, yeah. A pubic hair. It's not even a thread.
I'll even go get my hair grease later.
Yeah, please put the dippity do in there. It helps. All right. Let's hear.
Sex and I passed out.
Bruce, please.
Times.
The mic's hot now. Let's, I want to hear, I was talking to Seven Dust before the show about drops and about how much we enjoyed them. And Dr. Drew has not been around for a little while, but I was telling the guys about the Dr. Drew boogie, which I always enjoy. And Anderson, why don't you load up that Dr. Drew boogie and load up some good Dr. Drew drops, because I find them infinitely humorous.
You're fat.
There you go. Let's hear them. You got it? Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Have sex with me. Gee, it hurts. Have sex with me. Faggot better have sex with me. I want to have sex with me.
I was born.
So I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused.
Hurt me.
You know, pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. I've got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? Ow! You're fat. You're gay. Confused. You're sick. You're overweight. You're still a virgin. You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew's right.
I love it.
Yeah. It never gets old. Put in some of those.
I'm a rapist.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Come on, don't be such a pussy.
Oh, my God.
Put in the faggot better run. Come on, Anderson. That's my
faggot better run. I'm homosexual. I'm freaked out about it. I'm trying to be heterosexual, but I have these overwhelming homosexual feelings.
Are these like repeats of what he hears on the radio?
Some of this stuff is his answers and some... No. Anyway, this is all the truth.
This is just a fickle asshole.
What happens is Anderson...
I'm trying to get...
He leaves the mics potted up during the commercial sometimes,
right,
and Drew and
I
speak intimately.
Yes, Your Royal Highness.
So you've been conning him into this thing the whole way.
Right, like a recent adventure with his boyfriend where he was talking about what he did with him.
Sit your moist ass down.
He's a moist.
That's killer.
That's a
come on, give me the hand, Anderson.
I understand.
Anderson, give me the hand.
Is it okay to be in love to a guy twice my age? My lover likes me a lot, but sometimes I'm scared because he is very active. He gives me oral sex. I just give him the hand.
The hand.
I love you. I'm just not in love with you anymore.
That was
I want to see other people, Adam.
That was, wait a minute. Was Dr. Drew doing some on-the-fly editing with the hand. I just give him the hand. All right, we should take a little break. Are we going to play? True, please. We can play Seven Dust song? You got something lined up? Where is it? I don't see it on the, screen there. Oh, okay. All right, Seven Dust is here. Dr. Bruce, here, everybody. He's going to put a little pomade in his hair. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll hear some songs and take more calls after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline in full force now with Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Bruce, board certified, emergency medicine doctor, also addiction medicine, also a whiz with the laser, tattoo removal. Lejean, you may want to
really
talk to Dr. Bruce.
I'm a Tasmanian devil remover.
You can, you're a whiz with the removals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. He'll laser that crap right off, those ex-girlfriends,
how
all
much?
That. Well, special deal for musicians, of course, but...
I have something that says, like, you can't touch this, like, by MC Hammer. Is there any way I could do this? He's got a tattoo of those pants that he came out with. Like, members only. You know?
Rico Suave tattooed on his forehead. You know?
Seven Rico Dust Suave. is our guest tonight. Animosity is the name of the CD. We're going to hear something off of that in just a call or so.
You had to have laser on your faggoty self.
Oh, Bruce, really, you know, it's really getting angrier as the show wears on.
What's that from?
Nick?
Yep.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm going to be put on Accutane pretty soon.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it caused depression.
It can make you a little nutty, right?
Some people get profoundly depressed on Accutane.
Yeah, I was depressed about 4 years ago.
Does the doctor that's putting you on Accutane know that?
No, he doesn't.
Time to tell him.
What's more depressing than a face full of zits, though, at 14?
Living in Bakersfield.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Corn's from Bakersfield, though, right?
I know, but they got the hell out of there. I mean, Jonathan packed up his bagpipes and got the F out of there almost immediately.
It's pretty unpredictable, but people that develop depression on Accutane, it's very significant. So I think long and hard about it, talk to your doctor about it, and definitely tell him you've had that in the past. I don't know what the statistics are for people that have had pre-existing depression developing it. I don't know if it's an increased incidence or not. But
Can you take Accutane and take some sort of antidepressant at the same time? You know what I'm saying? Like, would a doctor prescribe both of them?
Once you develop those kind of symptoms, depression or other psychiatric symptoms, then
Bruce, get the hair gel. You're better with the gel. I'm telling you, you got the dry hair tonight, and it never works for you. Did you get the gel? Is the gel in the truck?
Yes.
Okay, I would suggest you make a run for that truck, but go ahead.
It's like Samson type thing. You know?
Go ahead.
So anyway.
Oh, in the hair.
His strength is in his hair. Actually, his weakness is in his hair. There's no strength in it at all.
I'm going to go get some scissors and chop hair off.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You got
it? I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. All right, so talk to the doctor.
Yeah. Are there any other side effects?
That's fine.
Well, you got to watch your liver. You got to get blood tests while you're on the Accutane.
It dries you out, right? And it makes you a little weird sometimes. Like, I think your memory.
And it's the one thing.
Crappy.
You can't laser somebody that's been on Accutane within the last 6 months. So.
All right.
But anyway, right. How bad's your acne?
What?
How bad is it?
It's getting worse. It's not like the worst or whatever. It's getting worse every day.
Okay. Well, go and talk to them about that and see what they can do, all right?
All right. Well, I heard it makes your asshole the size of a mason.
Oh.
There it is. It was coming.
That was good.
Thank you.
All right, Nick. See you in hell there.
All right, buddy. See you in hell, my friend.
Little brat.
Little running joke on Loveline with the bogus calls.
Is there more than one mason jar guy?
Well, yeah.
It's got to be copycats.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yes. That's how it works. Works with everything. Freeway shootings, everything. Adrian?
Hi.
Hey, you're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when I masturbate, I start to bleed, and it's not because I'm on my rag or anything. I just start to bleed, and it's really scary.
It's a friction thing.
Huh?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Do you start to bleed because you get excited and like engorged down there or something?
No, it just like bleeds. It's horrible. I don't know why.
What instrument of pleasure are you using to pleasure yourself?
Candle.
Oh wow.
Okay. Man. Scented or unscented?
Sand candle.
It's unscented.
Well, I could have an allergy.
Really?
Try a scented one.
Are you really using a sand? I mean a candle. You really?
Yes, I am.
Really? What kind? Like from a, you know, I couldn't handle one any bigger than like a menorah candle,
no,
or maybe
only about like A birthday candy. Sorry. It's only about an inch in diameter.
And
so it's not even that big.
Where does it normally go, I mean, when it's not in you? Is it...
I wash it off because I'm pretty clean, and I just, like, stick it away in the back of my closet.
Are you using lubricant with the candle, or...?
No.
This is an interesting ploy, you know, because if your mom finds a candle in your nightstand, it's no big deal, is it? I mean, are you busted? You're not busted, right? Yeah, are you? I mean, this is not a bad plan. I mean, look, you find a vibrator in there, your mom knows what's up, but she finds a candle, she's a little confused. Like, maybe she thinks there's some kind of, you know, religious ceremony going on, or cult, or you're into Santeria at worst. But not putting it in yet.
All the candles in the house are wilted. Then.
What do you? What end goes in there? Does the wick end go in there, or the butt end go in there?
It goes the butt end because it's thicker. So.
I see. And you know what this sounds like? You know, this sounds like one of those stories you tell your kids in about 20 years. Oh, you think you got it bad? Well, we were so poor.
We used to use the butt end.
We used a candle. You understand? We used to have to use the butt end of a candle to masturbate with. Oh, no. We didn't have your fancy, expensive sex toys with your C-cell batteries. We used candle.
And the pink coloring.
Yeah. Your father used to use an old melon rind to have sex with. You understand? Heat it up over the fire.
He's
and
a
then
Kaiser
he'd,
blade.
He'd rape the bejesus out of a gourd. We didn't have your fancy silicone vaginas.
Some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
He didn't have an inflatable doll. He used to have sex with a pool raft. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
All right. All right. Well, is she going
to
be okay?
She needs to have a pelvic exam. The question is she been sexually active in the past? Could she have a STD, something contributing to that?
Yeah, we never even asked if...
Hey, Adrian?
Yeah?
Are you sexually active?
Well, only with, like, two people since I was 13, and I know neither of them have, like, any diseases.
Right.
How do you know that, though?
Who'd you nail so far? The butcher and the baker and... You're working your way into the...
You know, I just went to Tijuana and picked up some hoes, but, you know. I met this guy online in Canada, and I went to his house for, like, 2 weeks.
In Canada?
Yeah.
You're calling from Modesto, right?
Yeah, actually, Patterson is this really tiny town next to Modesto, but it's... Yeah.
Now, who let you go out to Canada for a week?
My parents.
Really?
How old's the guy?
He's 16.
Well, have you had a pelvic exam in the past at any time?
No.
Okay,
I'm kind of timid of my doctor because that guy's such a quack. If I broke my leg, I'd go in there and he'd say, okay, you're fine, take some codeine.
Okay, just call Planned Parenthood. You can get a pelvic exam confidentially and essentially free.
So your folks really let you head out to Canada to hang out with a guy you met on the computer?
Yeah.
And what did you tell him you were doing? Just that?
I said I met this guy online, and he's, like, one of my best friends, because I talk to him about every day for, you know, hours.
Right.
Because I have no life, but... And so I just told him that, and they talked to his parents, and my mom actually flew down there to... Or flew up there, I guess, to meet his family, and she did, and she said, okay, you can go, because it was my Christmas present, so...
Jesus Christ, you get
to... I got a 2.5-year-old daughter.
No way.
I'm not even letting her be potty trained.
I
want her to crap in her pants until she's 16 so that, you know,
done.
All the kids at school, they go, hey, you know, Morgan's daughter looks good, man. She smells like crap.
She's got all those flies buzzing around.
Well,
that's a nice gift. You know, a lot of people get like a winter coat or something for their 15th birthday, but this was this Christmas or your birthday?
Yeah, it was Christmas.
Christmas. So it's like you had your mom got you raped by Canuck for Christmas.
I wasn't raped.
That's
What's
nice.
What's that all about?
All right.
What's that all about?
All right, listen, go to the Planned Parenthood.
It's very important that you have a pelvic exam, okay? And having a weird doctor is not a good enough excuse not to do it.
All right.
Planned Parenthood.
Jesus Christ, the mom flew out there to make sure everything was okay and then came back and then sent her daughter out there.
She packed condoms in the
Yeah.
Gals overnight case.
That's nice. All right. Let's hear something from Seven Dust. You queued up there, Anderson? Yeah? All right. This one's called Live Again. Everybody, that's Seven Dust. The CD Animosity is out as we speak. They are going to go out with Creed, touring with Creed in the spring. All right, and I got some dates here when you can find them. They're going to be at the House of Blues on the 20th. Is that tomorrow?
It's Anaheim. Yep.
Oh, the Anaheim House of Blues. Right. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, then the Palace out in Hollywood, which is a really cool venue. The next day, on the 21st, 22nd, they're going to be in Phoenix at the Webb Theater, the Rialto, on the 23rd in Tucson. They're going to be at Numbers in Houston on the 25th and the 26th. They're going to be at the House of Blues in New Orleans. All right. Should we take one more call before we go to break?
You're going to get in trouble with this call.
All right. Let's talk to Jason, who's 14. Jason?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Hey, 7S. I just want to say, Adam, you are so awesome, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
And I was just wondering what your standpoint on is on the gay band, or the band of gay people in Boy Scouts.
The band of gay people in Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Bagalos? What are they? What's their branch called?
The band on.
Oh, the band on. Oh, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted that. I thought there was a gay...
So sensitive.
I thought there was a gay troupe.
Oh, no.
Oh, they banned them. You know, I don't trust any guys who like to work with kids too much who aren't their own. It always makes me a little bit nervous. I appreciate it on a certain level, like if a guy wants to go out and coach a Pop Warner team or go out and coach a baseball team, but getting into too many overnighters with the 11-year-old fellas.
I'm with you. I agree with that.
Feels just a little bit strange to me. Yeah. Now, there's plenty of those guys that aren't gay, but I don't know. On one hand, you know, I don't like the discrimination vibe, but on the other hand, I feel like if you got an organization and you want to set the criteria for your organization any way you want to, then that's your business. And then other people have the right to recognize you and pick at you or disagree with you or not patronize your organization. You know, I mean, if you want to open a bar and it's dudes only or it's chicks only or it's Asians only or blacks only or whites only, I think you should be able to do that. I would hope that society wouldn't stand for it and not go in there. And I hope you wouldn't make any money and you would close down. Unless it was the dudes only part, but you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
So it's like one of these things where you may not agree with their point, but I don't think we should tell them they have to change because we don't like their point. Right. What do you guys think?
I agree. It's just like I watched VH1 last night and they had the, the hate crime rock band. I couldn't believe that they, What was it?
Yeah, the hate, real educated people there in the old hate crime
thing. The hate crime rock thing where they, started their own record label and it's hate crime band.
Any kind of those groups that attack a young age
to each
group,
his own
is bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
to each his own. But
other than develop a little bit before you start influence them at that point.
Right. You know. You know, it's funny that we talk about this because it's kind of different. But last night I was like, I wish VH1 would ask me how I felt about it, and I would say something like, I would never go to their show, and I don't care because we don't have room for ignorance. So,
ooh, watch that S word again.
All right, security.
I'm wondering,
I'm a musician, I'm by my fault.
But, you know, the other thing, here's my other feeling about everything. I don't think you have to announce you're gay. I don't think you have to announce you're hetero.
I am with you 100%.
I don't think you have to announce when you're bi. That's your business and what you do in your mocked-up dungeon that you have in your basement with your chaps on with your life partner is your business. That's right. That's the whole thing. Like we talk to a lot of young gay men who say that you know, they're 16 and they want to make an announcement. They want to make a proclamation. They want to tell people at school. They want to tell their parents. And we always tell them, look, it's not living a lie not to divulge your sexuality. I mean, when I was 16, I didn't get on a mountaintop and shout about how often I masturbated. And it was a lot. It was a lot. Let me tell you, brother. Now I have a radio show and I do it. But it wasn't anyone's business. And people will judge you, unfortunately. So why give them that opportunity?
It's the same thing. You know, it's like I'm not homophobic at all, but somebody that's going to walk around and prance the fairiness to me is somebody that just wants the controversy. They're dying to be screwed with so that they can make a big drama out of the whole thing, you know?
I don't. It's excessive. I mean, over affectionate, to me.
You know what? If a gay guy wants to wear a dress, and that's his thing, it's not my business.
If I see a guy and a girl on the corner practically having sex, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. I mean, just to watch it happen. Well,
It's private.
But you know what I think all people, and then we'll take a break here, Anderson, because I know we're running late, but I think most people object to people advertising their sexuality, whatever their sexuality is. I mean, we make fun of a guy who's wearing a leather members-only jacket with no shirt on underneath.
See, that's cool.
Undone to his navel.
I'm wearing a members-only right now. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's got the Italian horn hanging around his neck, and he's driving the iRoxy. We make fun of that Guido. we make fun of the blatantly heterosexual guys.
Right.
Just Lorenzo Lamas Jr., the guys who wear a vest.
Joey Benefico, right?
Guy wears a vest with no shirt on underneath, that guy. We make fun of that dude just as much as we make fun of the gay guy. At least my buddies do. So the point is, whatever you are, don't advertise it. No one will bother you, and you're fine. Bruce?
I wonder why 14-year-old Jason, the Boy Scouts, asking his favorite Oracle, Adam Carolla, this question.
Jason, why do you want to know?
Well, I was just wondering what your take or what your standpoint on it, because, I mean, you're Adam Carolla.
Yes, thank you. I don't think people should ask. I think if you want to be a scout, you should be a scout, and if you want to be a scout leader, you should be a scout leader, and I would ask that we not ask and that you not announce.
Deal with the fact that I am gay?
And I do understand that gay guy, here, let me tell you what the gay guys do, too. They go, you ever talk to a gay guy, you go, listen, must be great for you. You go to the gym, there's a bunch of hard body guys naked in the shower. No, I don't care.
They're our bass player saw something today at the gym that was kind of interesting.
He's
in the sauna.
He'll never.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Bust it out, Morgan. Bust it out.
All right, wait a minute. We got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to find out what went on in this sauna and finish our discussion on why the gays are bad after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Seven Dust is here. LaJean, Morgan, and Clint all here from the band. The new CD is Animosity. That is out as we speak. They're going to be touring with Creed coming up in the spring. And let's... we're going to tell a little story.
Oh, I thought you were going to overlook
gonna,
that
Morgan
was
going to tell a little story about the...
Well, actually, Clint went to the gym with him, but he didn't see it, I don't think. But... Vinny came back a little traumatized because he went into the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to forget about this subject. I guess we're going to tap into it right now real hard.
Just, you know.
My man's listening right now, man. You know, sugarcoat it a little bit.
All right. He went into the sauna. You know, he was going to escape because he said, man, you know, I was having asses rubbing up all up on me, man, you know. And
in the sauna or in
no,
the gym?
No, in the gym.
Right.
So he said he wanted to escape it for a minute, you know, and get a hold of his
I was
his
in there like
cell.
An hour before that. And then, you know, it's very steamy in there, you know. You can't see what's going on, really, until you get right up on it.
Right.
So he obviously got close enough to see... One of his guys over there.
People were serving
cranking another guy
in the
sauna.
Really?
We're getting serviced.
They're getting serviced.
Holler at a player when you see him on the street.
Well,
so you know, he thought he was going to escape having the sweaty booties rubbing up all up on him while he was using the free weights, and then
it's
he goes into the sauna
time.
To escape.
It's a relaxing time.
Another guy cranking another one off. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is why the gays have such amazing physiques. Because, listen, if I was gay, I would live at the gym. There's a bunch of nude dudes walking around, and that's what you want to see.
And for morale purposes, I got hit on today more than I would ever get hit on by, you know, just walking around. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? Give me that, you know, hand me that weight. They're like, oh, I'll definitely hand you that weight. I'm like, damn, what's going on here? It's just kind of, it's a weird situation.
Well, it felt flattering, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, actually, it made me feel real good. I'm going back tomorrow first
place. Nice place to be wanted. All right, let's talk to Jeremy, who's 16. Jeremy?
Hello?
You got a question for Seven Dust?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I write songs for my band, too. I was just saying, like, where do you guys get your inspiration on writing your songs? Like, what do you mainly think of them? What do you think of when you think about them?
Just life experiences, you know. I mean, just things you go through personally. I mean, you know, just try to keep it sincere. And things that you actually interact with yourself are usually the things that translate more... Yeah, you know, and just make more sense. So
we don't, you know, if you notice one thing, we never write about things that we haven't experienced.
We don't write about
being
like
on the Mars and going
Godzilla and stuff like that, you know, or space or things like that.
It's definitely things that have happened to us in our lives and experiences that we've went through. And I think you know why? Because we're real and we're not rock stars. We're the same people that we've always been, and I think that's why it relates to people all around the world, because it's real.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right.
Good luck with your band.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What's the name of your band?
Metal injection.
Wow, metal injection.
Yeah!
Want me to talk metal to the dude injection! With the anal beads.
Stand up and shout!
There's got to be some... That's a great name, man.
Susan?
Yeah.
You're 31?
Yeah.
What's the name of your band?
Unfortunately, I'm not in one.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad name for a band, though. Unfortunately, I'm not in one. Yeah. All right, go ahead there, Susan. You're 31.
I was wondering, if I smoke pot and I'm breastfeeding, does, first of all, the pot make it to the breast milk? Second of all, how long would I have to pump and dump before I could continue to breastfeed?
Oh, I see. Interesting. All right, wait a minute, Susan.
Slide rolling.
Susan?
Uh-huh.
We got it. Are you stoned now?
No.
Okay. All right, Mama. We got to take ourselves a little break.
Okay.
All right, but that's an interesting question. Bruce will figure out the answer to it. I like the pump and dump theory, and we'll get back with you in Seven Dust after this, all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. LeJean is here. Morgan is here. And Clint is here. All from Seven Dust.
Southside.
Animosity is the name of the CD. We're going to hear another cut off of that CD and a couple of calls. And phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. It's back to the phones we go now. When we left off, we were talking about Susan, who's 31. She's wants to smoke a little weed. I guess she's breastfeeding, right?
Yep.
And you want to know if that's going to make its way into the boob.
Yep.
Correct? Go ahead, Bruce.
All right. THC is highly fat soluble, and your breast milk, your breasts, quite a bit of fat there. So you are going to get pretty much instantaneously THC entering the breast milk.
Okay.
And I assume you're looking at how long would it take if you actively pump the breast before you can start safely breastfeeding again.
Correct.
And it's really hard to say, but probably after smoking one average joint, a couple of days at least.
What would Janis Joplin's boobs be like if she was still alive?
Like just bourbon. One is bourbon.
Probably plant one of them and grow up.
The other one is
like a white Russian or something.
Yeah, one's heroin, the other's bourbon.
Tie stick.
Yeah, how much pot did you smoke before you became pregnant?
Maybe once every few months.
No.
I mean, I'm not like a real active pot smoker.
So you're not. When's the last time you smoked it?
Right before I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, okay. So how old's your child now?
6 months.
All right. So it's getting. Now, what if she did this? Like, let's say you hadn't smoked weed in a while, so you pumped yourself dry, then you took a big bong load, but you had enough milk to last a few days.
Right.
You do that? That's what my mom used to do.
I wouldn't endorse that plan.
Of course not.
My mom actually would put the breast milk into the bong, pop a bong, and then drink the breast milk again, so I got super concentrated weed.
That's what I'm talking about.
You made a great point. I mean, in the 60s, I mean, I know it's not good and everything.
There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that.
There we go.
I was on top of it.
We were talking during the break that, you know, people freak now if a woman is pregnant, has a glass of wine, they slap it out of her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And this is fairly recent that we understood that this may not be the healthiest thing. And all through the 50s, 60s, and I'd probably even say part of the 70s, there's plenty of smoking and plenty of drinking going on, and didn't have too bad an effect on the kids. I don't want to recommend it, but on the other hand, if you have a cigarette or a glass of wine, it ain't going to kill the kid, right?
You probably wouldn't have this radio show.
And now there's got to be more chemicals and like bad chemicals involved with drugs now as opposed to back then. I mean, obviously, drugs are drugs, but you know, now they
I mean, you can't get any good lewds anymore. I know.
Yeah.
That's what I
need some good qualos.
The thing, I know you've heard Drew talk about it many times, but there's been a lot more recent information on THC, marijuana, and its effect on the brain, especially in the developing brain. It can have permanent effects on which parts of the brain develop at what rate, and sometimes there's a permanent deficit. That's been proven through brain scans.
But you never know. Dude over here is completely ignorant.
And up until a couple of years ago, it was argued that marijuana is different than other drugs. It doesn't have the same function in the brain. And now we found there are cannabis receptors, and it works through the same areas of the brain that heroin or cocaine.
You're really freaking LaShawn out. You're bumming his heart.
It's like a badass trip.
And I'm not saying anything pro or con in what I'm saying. It's just we know a lot more about pot. And we know.
Here's the message with weed and what we found out. You shouldn't smoke it early. You shouldn't. Your brain is still developing. You shouldn't be getting baked at 13.
Right.
That's what we've learned.
And
Thank
avoid
you.
Any chance of an infant being exposed to it in breast milk. So I'd say start smoking pot again when you're done.
My mom used to do that thing where she took a bong load and did that French kiss thing where she blew it into the...
A little shotgun.
She'd blow it into my bassinet and then shut the hood on it. Yeah, and she had an airtight bassinet, too, which was questionable.
My father smoked about a half pound of weed a day for the last 25 years, and he's... Yeah,
I'd like to hang out with your dad. He drives an M5.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Habitual pot smoker.
He was going to be in the band Mountain, too. He was going to jam Mississippi Queen.
That's my favorite band.
He was offered to be in the band. He said, man, that
band
sucks.
That's some great poetry going on there. Mississippi Queen, guess what? The next lyric is going to be, let me see, something that rhymes with Queen.
You know what I mean.
That's such a poetic.
Did West ever lose it?
Yeah, he totally reinvented the wheel.
That song, there's oftentimes I think about songs when they showed up in just a sheet music and lyric form from one bandmate to the next, you know, a year before it was recorded, like Kiss's Lick It Up. It's like, hey,
that's a monumental song.
Yeah. Let me see here. Lick It Up. Yeah. You got to Lick It Up. Lick It Up. Lick it up. If I was in the band, I'd look at that and go, Gene, how old are you, buddy? What are you, 43, 44?
I'm Gene Simmons of Kiss, and I've slept with 9 billion women.
Seriously, are you high? What is this? It says Lick It Up 400 times on this page. This is not a song, you jackass.
You know what? I want to talk about this.
Go write me another Detroit Rock City and don't come back.
Paul Stanley looks a little bit like Tori Spelling. I'm going to go ahead and bust this out. If you put a black wig on top of Tori Spelling, it would kind of look like...
That is awesome.
But yes, you could say the same for Mississippi Queen. That page message. So Mississippi Queen, you know what I mean? It just over and over and over, like it was in, what the hell?
One of the King of the Cowbell songs, too, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah. All right, all our 13-year-old listeners are going, you're mocking.
Who the hell are they talking
mocking
about?
Mocking Leslie West's exceptional guitar.
That is awesome.
Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right, what's up? You've been in a band since you were 9?
Yeah.
You want some band advice?
Yeah, I need some band advice from Seven Dust, because we spent like thousands and thousands of dollars on equipment and recording equipment, and we're getting ready to redo a demo that we made a year ago, because the guy that did it for us didn't do a good job. So we're getting ready to redo it, and we just needed, like, I needed a couple pointers, because none of the band, you know, they're kind of lazy. So I'm kind of the one that has to do all the work and
find a new band.
Huh?
Get some new players in your band. People that are interested in playing music.
All right.
Don't waste time with that kind of stuff. I mean, you can spend all kinds of money on it. You can do all kinds of, you know, a lot of musicians don't have the resources to even spend on that.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, you know, find people that are serious and then spend time with those guys and spend your money on that. Don't waste your time on people that don't care about what they want to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
With our band, man, we just put it together. We weren't ever looking for a record deal. There's a bunch of guys that wanted to jam music and have a good time and write the music that we wanted to write. So just do that. I think that's just stay true to your heart.
All right.
What are your immediate questions?
Huh?
What's your immediate question? Like, you're getting ready to do a demo, and what do you want to know?
Well, I was just asking for stuff like that, because me and one of the guitarists are, you know, we're really devoted to the band, and it seems like our drummer's kind of, you know, he always flakes out on us, but, you know, he's a good drummer, and we don't know why he does it, and...
I, I mean, when I put it, when I put this band together, it was for drinking. That was it. It was like, I want to go and have a beer with these guys, and I don't care if they're any good at all. So if a guy's not into it, you know, I mean, Clint's terrible, you know. I just got him into the band, you know, because, you know, he was a good drinker.
Mercy.
No, I mean, honestly, there was no real record deal in sight, you know. We were just kind of getting together to have fun. So if the drummer don't want to come hang out and have fun and jam, then go get a new one.
What's the name of the band there, Jeff?
Contra.
Contra?
Yeah.
At least it's not metal injection.
No,
yeah, actually,
let's pop some metal injection, though.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
All right, there, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Right.
All right. Let's see.
Mississippi Queen.
Yeah, it did have that good cowbell at the beginning. That's the cowbell, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Christopher Walken. Yeah. Mike? No, it's a different. It's the one you hit with the stick. Right?
No, the big one.
Mike,
it's a cowbell, man. I'm from Kentucky, dude. That strikes a nerve with me.
You're 16. Yeah, American Band had a good
that was a good
cowbell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1997 Monster Mash.
Mike. You're 16. What's up? Mike.
He's
from Virginia, must be late. All right, let's talk to Eddie over here. Eddie.
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Pretty good. LaJean, Morgan, Clint, how are you guys doing?
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man? It is an honor. Well, first of all, I'd like to just ask you guys, how does it feel to be on the road again after, what was it, a year and a half almost? Or so? How's it feel? It was good.
It was the first time we were able to go home and get back to life, build relationships back over again with our families, our loved ones.
That's good.
Hang out at Home Depot and eat sushi every day. You know what I'm saying? We just needed to get back away from being in the bus every day. And so it was great. You know?
That's good.
Get away from each other for a second.
That's cool. Who are the bands that are opening for you guys? I'm going to go see you guys at the Palace on Thursday. Oh. And who are the bands that are opening for
Metal
you?
Metal Injection.
And
Helix, Crocus, Molly Hatchet, Foghat.
Mountain.
Iron Maiden.
Mountain.
No, we got the band Flaw from Louisville, Kentucky, and you remember those guys in the band Gravity Kills?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, that should be interesting.
Yeah, it's a versatile show, for sure.
Should be interesting. You guys mostly playing stuff off Animosity, or do you guys play any of your old stuff also?
We're doing
all three records.
We're bringing out the whole catalog, man.
Oh, the whole catalog, that's cool, man. That's what I look forward to hearing, man.
Right on, man.
I'll be catching you guys. I'll be catching you guys on Thursday at the Palace. Hopefully I get a chance to meet you guys, man. It's been I've been wanting to meet you guys for a very long time, ever since the home tour.
Man. Right on. Make sure you come up to us, man. It's all good.
Yeah. We'll probably get there early. See if you guys are walking around. You guys will probably be asleep.
All right, Eddie. I'll honk my horn. I always pass the Palace on the way home.
All right, right on. Well, guys, it was an honor talking to you guys, man.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
All right, take care of yourself.
That's why I drive a 55 Buick.
I'm amazed by the sound effects you guys have here, man. This is
Anderson's a genius. Let's talk to Carrie, who's 30. Carrie?
How you doing, Adam?
What's up?
Hey, I got a question. I had to take a urine test for work, and naturally it came up dirty. Mm-hmm. And sure. The HR guys put me on medical leave, and he says I can come back when I complete Narcotics Anonymous class and give him a clean test.
Right. HR's a human resources?
Exactly.
Right.
See, being that this guy is director of HR, he doesn't have a medical license, so I'm anxious to get back to work. So I was just going to take, that chemical you dump in your test and it math results.
Right. Are you not getting paid?
Well, I've got to use my vacation time to get paid, which kind of bites, but that's life.
All right.
But my question is, I'm going to tell him, you know, hey, I'm ready to come back to work. And he says, well, it hasn't been 30 days yet. And if I tell him, well, I drink a lot of water, that's why my test is clean. Is that excuse going to fly or not?
Well, why not just tell him, maybe it was a false test, a false positive before, and you haven't smoked pot?
Because when I did my test, I guess my THC level was around 100.
Hmm. They allow any THC level?
Yeah.
That's pretty high?
I don't know, 20, 30. So it's
So you mean that means like I could smoke your hair and get a buzz, or what does that
I've
mean?
I've been smoking every day for like 10 years, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those people where, you know.
Yeah, freedom rock.
But
you're not ignorant, are you?
You what do you do for a living? Pilot.
Well, Adam, I work with metal.
Uh oh.
Metal injection.
And why are you
in a band too, man?
Are you?
That's what I'm talking about.
The name of the band is Bob's Moat and Drawbridge Service. We're a Zydeco band.
All right.
I'm pulling your chain.
Oh, okay. Well, now,
Before we go on, I have a great name that I've heard. I asked a bunch of bands what the funniest name I've ever heard was.
Oh, it's
and there's Oriental band. The Oriental band out of New York City. They're a punk band, and they're called the Gooks of Hazzard.
Wow.
It is the best name
they're
I've ever
awesome
heard
too,
of
I heard.
That is a good name.
Yeah, they're incredible. So, I mean, go on. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Carrie?
Yeah.
So how long's it been since you've been on leave?
A couple weeks now.
Okay.
And, you know, I haven't touched marijuana. You know, if I drink a lot of water, that's why my test is clean. Is that a medical excuse or what?
No.
All right, listen here. The problem is the HR is functioning under the premise that you have an addiction problem, and Narcotics Anonymous is not a class. It's sort of a lifetime of attending meetings where you get in touch with your addiction and have a sponsor.
And all this garbage, right?
Right. That's what I figured you'd say. So,
all right, Jason, and I'm a drug addict.
What do you do? What do you do with the metal? What kind of work?
I'm
do you
a
do?
Maintenance supervisor at a hospital.
Oh, really? Man,
yeah.
You can't be stoned for that. You've been doing a good job.
I'm stoned on my own time, and it's not hospital time, you know.
Now, listen, I concur completely. But I think you're going to have to comply to whatever they want if you want to keep your job. I don't think you can tell them you drank a bunch of water, flushed a weed out of your system, and want to come back 2 weeks early.
I mean, I've taken Golden Zeal, man. I don't know what the problem is.
See, I did that. That's how I got hired.
Well, why don't you give the guy a call and just say, look, can I retest? And if it's
I know I can retest, but it's going to be dirty unless I, you know, take.
I don't think it'll necessarily be dirty. Yes.
How long
two
does
weeks?
It stay in your system?
I've had patients 3-4 months later.
That must have been that's like Bob Marley or something.
Yeah,
like.
Well, like Bob Marley.
You mean positive,
right?
Jesus.
Theoretically.
What kind of weed are you smoking?
Yeah, and what's
that's
up?
Serious weed.
What kind of justice is that? Like, coke is out of your system in 15 minutes.
Is it water
you
soluble?
Smoke a joint, you're labeled for life.
Fat soluble drugs stick around. They build up a very high level of the fat.
Is that true? Coke gets out of your system?
Water soluble. Yeah,
coke and
days.
Speed, right?
Sweat
right out of there.
Sweat that out, too.
Yeah, so that's the lesson, everybody.
Why are you asking the question?
Put down the bong and pick up the spoon or the syringe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this guy's going to have a problem because the way Human Resources looks at this is that he has an addiction
right,
problem and they're going to be watching him.
All right. Well, you told him no, so I believe you. Will?
Yeah.
You're 12?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's young. What's up?
First of all, Adam, I want to say that you're like a god to me.
Thanks. You're 12. How influenced were you by Mountain, the band? Were you pretty mildly? All right.
And my question is, I want your opinion on this.
All right.
This girl that goes to my school, she lives in Colorado for half the year, and then she comes to my school for the other half of the year.
Uh-huh.
And we have this like kind of thing going on that like, you know, we like basically go out when she's there, like with here with me, and when she's gone, we just kind of forget about each other, and it's been going on for like a while.
Yeah. Oh, how long? How long's a while? You're 12 since you were what? Six?
Well, like 2 years.
2 years. So since age 10, you were dating for the 6 months she was in town, and then you broke things off,
basically.
And you'd start dating again when she came back in town to go to school.
Basically.
And do you go to a boarding school or a private school?
Private.
And so she comes out from Colorado to go to your private school.
Well, yeah.
And then when the term's up, she goes back home.
Yeah.
Where does she stay when she's out in Berkeley?
She owns two houses, one in Colorado and one in Berkeley.
Her folks do?
Yeah.
Oh, and who does she stay with? Do her folks come out with her?
Yeah.
Jesus
her mom and her dad.
Christ. what kind of lives are going on? I'm going to kick my dad right in the nuts when I see him. No M5, no chronic weed smoking.
That's right.
Not in the mountain. Didn't ship me around to go to nice private schools and have multi-homes. Yeah, my dad thought, well, I could have a palace in Colorado and Berkeley, but instead I'll have an S-hole in North Hollywood. So he settled on that, and he sticks by it.
My dad went out with my ex-girlfriend after I went out with her, too, just to add,
really?
Just to add a little bit more, you know,
wow.
coolness to,
I really
to
get
the
in,
old man.
I really want to get into your old man during the commercial.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I got a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does, including
like,
the FBI.
Like the IRS. Hey, Will.
The IRS.
So, you smoke weed all day, you say you're a finished carpenter, and you drive an $85,000 automobile. How does that work? All right, Will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to know, well, just date her when she's in town, right?
What, yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, like, I was just, like, asking you, like, where do you think it's going to go? You think it's just going to, like, keep on going and just, like, you know, just fade off?
Yeah. At least until one of you gets ugly. But that'll happen. One of you's poised for a move. That's what happens at 12, 13 years old.
Okay.
All right, so just stick with it. Don't get, what do? You guys kiss?
Sometimes, yeah.
You hold hands and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And all right. You like, you got buddies? You like guys?
What?
I mean, like guys
oh,
like...
Whoa,
I mean, clearly don't... No, I mean, he goes to an alternative school in Berkeley. Age. They're pretty progressive over there. I'm saying, you got buddies. Like, when I was 12, I don't think I would have wanted to hang out with a girl a lot. It wouldn't have sounded like a good time. Do you know what I'm saying?
He listens to Love Line at times.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, well, you stay with it there, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, good times.
Cool, bye.
All right. We'll take ourselves just a little bit of a break here. I'm going to talk to Morgan about his father. Seven Dust is our guest tonight. We'll be right back. We'll hear a song of theirs after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Film in for Dr. Drew. Bajan, Morgan, and Clint are all in here from Seven Dust. They are piling into the studio as we speak. I think what we'll do is we will take one call, and then we'll hear something from Seven Dust. How about that? All right, let's see. I'm just reading these things here. Let's take a sex call, and then we'll take a Seven Dust call. Amber?
Hello?
What's your question? You're 18.
I wanted to know if it's wrong to ask to propose to a guy.
No. That's fine. Do you know him?
Yeah.
All right.
My boyfriend.
A lesbian.
You're 15, though, right? I mean, 18?
Yeah.
That's a little young.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Why do you want to get married so soon?
I don't know.
Oh.
It sounded like a good idea. It just popped up in my mind. We've been together for quite a while.
Are you pregnant?
No. Not yet.
Do you want to be pregnant?
Yeah.
Why? You're so young.
I might be young, but in my mind, I feel older, so.
Right.
And I was raised... How I was raised taking care of kids, so...
I see, because you had a bad mom? Alcoholic?
Drugs.
Drugs. So, you were like a caretaker?
Sort of, yeah.
And is your mom off drugs?
Yeah.
And how long has she been off drugs?
Since me and my sisters got taken away from her.
Oh, the state took you away?
Yeah.
Oh boy, how many sisters?
I have three sisters and one brother.
All right, and you all got taken away and put into like foster care?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
My grandma wound up getting a hold of us, so.
Was that good?
No.
No, she had that old person smell?
She sucks. She's fat.
She sucks?
Where are you going?
Yeah.
That's true. You know, you go into an old person's house,
annoying.
So it's like... What went on in here? It's like a comet. It's like It's like
bingo.
It's like if bingo had a smell, this is what it would smell like. So I smell, you know what you smell? You smell like mothballs for some reason. Like, old people are really freaked out about moths in their closets or something.
It smells like a mountain concert.
Sticking on man.
That smells like formaldehyde.
You're doing so well with the line of questioning and then...
Yeah, all right. I got going. Hey, Amber.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you what the problem with your marry young and crank out a few kids young strategy. You got screwed over as a kid, okay, by your drug addict mother and your screwy grandmother and the system and all that. You feel like you need a kid because you're going to sort of make it right, but you are not going to make it right. You are in no condition emotionally to handle this responsibility. You need to sort your thoughts out, get a little therapy, read a few books, get a little education, and get over the sort of hurt and trauma that was your childhood before you then take a kid into this world and inflict that trauma onto the kid. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay, see, you want a kid for all the wrong reasons. You want to sort of make up for what you didn't have. And that's just going to screw up the kid. And you don't want to screw up the kid like you got screwed over, right?
Right.
All right. So slow down. I know it's an impulse, but it's a really bad impulse.
Have some fun, for sure. I mean...
Yeah, you never really got a chance to be a kid because of your drug addict mom and having to take care of her and that reality.
Even though it seems like you're out of that mess, if you get together with this guy, get married, have kids, you're going to continue that same cycle, and you're going to get into another mess. And if you don't have a break in the action where you can look at what's going on, go to a therapist, get some therapy. Did you get much help after this all happened, or get out of the house?
You did.
Yeah.
Who helped you?
I've been in counseling my whole life.
Good.
I talked to the counselor about the decision to ask the guy to get married. And
well, that's who she's dating. He's a 19-year-old counselor, junior counselor, cub counselor, they call him.
Caddyshack counselor.
Hey, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got a little more thinking to do. For some reason, it'll be crystal clear in a few years, but by then, you'll have a 3.5-year-old, you know? And the kid will already be screwed up, and you never get those 3 years back. So don't do it. Use birth control. Take it slow. Hey, if you want to get engaged for, 5 years, get engaged and have a long engagement if you feel like you got to do something or you need a piece of jewelry. But don't get married and don't have the kid.
Do they live together?
All right. Yeah, you guys live together?
We're going to be.
What does he do for a living?
He's going to try and start up his own business.
I see. So he's set for life. And what's he going to do? He's going to, like, clean aquariums or carpets or what business does he want to get? Seafood. Yeah, what business do you want to get into? Car detailing.
I don't know. I haven't really asked him.
I see. So this guy you want to marry who doesn't do it, and you have no idea what that business, and it could be shoeing horses.
Well, right now he's in college, so.
I see. Junior college? Yeah.
Babe, are you in junior college or regular?
Well, she
college?
Don't sweat.
She's in junior college.
Yeah, that ain't college. That ain't college, Amber.
How long have you guys been together?
A few months.
Do you know his first name?
Jonathan.
Oh, okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, I like this Amber. She doesn't sweat the details.
Yeah. That's a true call right there. No doubt about it.
You going to Harvard or are you over at the JC? I don't know. What business? I'd like to talk to this guy. I want to find out what business he wants to get into. Let's see. Hey, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah, put Jonathan on. I want to find out what this young entrepreneur is going to be doing for the next 50 years. Jonathan?
Okay. 1 second.
All right.
I want to form a band called Metal Injection.
Yeah.
Metal Injection 2? Better than Metal Injection?
He's on the line.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
All right. You're what kind of business do you want to start?
I kind of wanted to right now just kind of do a keep on reselling business, just kind of reselling to corporations coupons for groceries and stuff.
Coupons.
Yeah.
All right.
like a book of $500 worth of coupons.
Right.
And it's brought a lot of money to corporations throughout the nation as a proven system.
All right. And would you hear about it on some late night infomercial or something?
Actually, yeah, I did.
Yeah, coupons, wave of the future. Yeah, I like when these guys say, I work 18 hours a month from my house, and I was able to buy this bass boat.
Hey, give me some credit.
All right.
Doesn't work with metal.
Good.
And
all right. Jonathan?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, buddy. Before you start that family, you got to get that coupon business off the ground, right?
Okay.
And watch out, because a lot of these businesses, they want money up front, then they send you like a coupon starter kit, and it's worth about $3, and they just keep your money, and their business is your money starting your business. You understand?
I wonder if Jonathan knows who he's talking to.
I don't know. All right. All right, now take care. Don't get married, and don't get her pregnant.
All right.
Take it slow.
We'll do.
You wait till you graduate junior college in about 11 years, all right?
Okay.
All right. Please, junior college. People have the temerity to tell me they're going to college. I always know the sound of a junior college student. They're always a little bit confused. They got that deer in the headlights thing. I can smell it. No, it's true. The average graduation date for non-Asians in junior college is 11.66 years. Very true.
Look at what you've done to them.
I got guys who went directly from North Hollywood High that I'm buddies with. They're still in junior college. They never leave. It's the Roach Motel of education. The students get in. They don't get out. Except for the Asians. The Asians go in, use the system, and they're off at UCLA in 18 months. But not Whitey. He never gets out of that junior college. It becomes a life.
Not the guy that screwed up in high school and needs to prove himself on that level.
No, I'll tell you why. Because if you're a horrible student in high school, what is one summer going to do to change you? You know what I mean? You're a crappy student 3 months later when you enter junior college, except for now there's no attendance being taken. You don't have to show up, and now you're screwed.
Yeah, it's like the toxin guy, you know, drinking a bunch of water, get the THC in your system.
Never works.
No, okay.
Okay, let's hear a song from Seven Dust. How about that? All right, this one's called Praise.
I'm not.
Seven Dust, everybody. Animosity is the name of the CD. It is out as we speak. I highly suggest you go out and get it if you haven't already. Dr. Bruce in here filling in for Dr. Drew. We will let's take a call for Seven Dust. Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, you're 21.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to talk to Seven Dust.
Here they are.
What's
you
up?
You guys are so great. Your guys' music has got me through so much, I can't even tell you. I used to work at a concert venue in Ventura, and we booked you guys with Snot.
Oh, I remember that. The racist show.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was terrible.
What happened?
And who stuck up for us? Yeah. Lynn.
Exactly.
What happened?
Oh, man. Wait a second. Just let it play.
Is it Snot?
Yeah.
Wow. Jake Markale, right on.
That's really cool, man, that you were there.
If you've ever been to Ventura, Adam, it's like, at least in downtown, that you know the Hell's Angels are around, but they have like a little skinhead crew.
Ventura is like...
Actually, you know, Lynn was like that before he died. That particular show, he was there like to defend us during that. But he tried to explain to us that certain element that was around that town and
so wait, what happened?
It was a complete skinhead thing. Like the Heil Hitler thing was going on
at the concert.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was kids that were like 16 years old.
It broke my heart, but at the same time, I was like so glad that you were there. I mean, ever since the first record.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, what they did was ridiculous. I mean,
we've had like a handful of incidents like that, and that was the first one. We were like, whoa.
Yeah, we can count on our hands how many times anything like that has happened. Really? I can promise you.
Before he died, but yeah, he stood beside us on that whole thing. I mean, he truly showed his true colors during that whole thing.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It was cool that he did.
You know what? I think it's incredible that you speak on the behalf of the town that you were at when you have ignorance like that and people that still try to think things could be the way that they were before, but they can never happen like that again. So you know what?
I totally got you.
Thank you very, very much, my friend.
You know, the thing is, too, it's like it's unfortunate that it happened, but if it wasn't for that, for you guys playing that show, it's like... I'm sure I would have been turned on to you, but I just don't know when. It's like, you guys do not get the recognition that you deserve. I mean, the praise video is great, and it just doesn't get played enough, and I don't know why, but I mean, it's just great.
Here's one thing, though. At that particular show, if you were trying to enjoy our concert and be, you know, and understand our music, I don't understand how you didn't get your ass kicked that night, because there was a bunch of people that were like...
I worked at the venue. I mean, it's not...
It's good that it didn't happen like that, but I'm just saying...
I was blown away by...
It was intimidating from all that, you know.
I understand.
I didn't know Ventura was known for their racist attitudes.
This particular night was just overwhelming.
I'll tell you right now, in the downtown area, if there's a hardcore show going on, a lot of meatheads come out, you know?
Right.
They don't really care about music. They just want to slam in the pit. Yeah.
Right.
And I saw you guys. I hadn't even heard you guys, and I saw you, and I was just blown away, and ever since then, I've just been diehard Seven Dust.
That was a long time ago, man. You know what? I appreciate that.
I think every time you get a bunch of group, you know, you get a big group of people, you always have two or three people are going to be knuckleheads, and so that's something that we remember, but it's not enough for us to stop doing anything that we do and to let that affect us at all. So just for you even remembering that and saying that you're still here with us is cool, bro.
All right.
Ventura Theater.
I always thought Ventura was just an outlet mall. I didn't know there's an actual city over there. I just thought it was an outlet mall.
It's like a...
I didn't know people lived there. I thought they just came there to shop.
Ventura Boulevard or whatever he said.
We love it.
Yeah.
We're racist. No,
we're going to... No, that's Ventura Boulevard. That's not Ventura. That's different.
Martin Luther King.
We're going to take ourselves a little break here. Seven Dust is our guest, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, this is my theme song. It isn't? Oh, I like this song anyway.
That's Mountain. You should have Mississippi
Anyways?
Queen be your new theme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Anyway,
all right.
Anyway,
Jimmy Eat World. That's right. Seven Dust is our... little homage to the Pennywise. All right, Seven Dust in the studio tonight. A little more time to go, so we'll see if we can burn through some calls. Pamela?
Hi.
Hey, you're 20.
Yeah.
You feel more comfortable sleeping with strangers than with a boyfriend?
Well, people I barely know.
Right, having sex with them, right?
Yeah, it happened until 6 months ago. I've had sex with people that, you know, I've been in relationships with, that I felt really close with. And then 6 months ago, I decided, you know, to go against all that, what I've been raised, and I had a one-night stand, and now I'm kind of addicted to it.
Yeah. Are you addicted to anything else?
No. That's right, yeah.
All right. You have addiction in your family?
No. Well, to sex?
No, I just mean in general. It's like maybe coming out in this form, you know, this kind of thrill-seeking form.
No one really has addiction. I mean, it runs in my family, though. We're very sexual people. My mom's like, you know, we're all very sexual people.
Really?
But there's a huge difference between
sex with Christ. I'd kill myself if my mom started talking about her sexuality.
Lot of people ask, how can you get addicted to sex? Because it's something that's natural and something you are meant to do. But using sex just for the feeling, you're stimulating the same part of your brain that cocaine does or an addictive drug does.
Really?
And so when you have sex for the thrill and the way you're enjoying it, you're walking down an addiction pathway rather than anything to do with relationship or intimacy. And you obviously there's some major intimacy issues. And, you know, what was your relationship like with your dad? And what was your family of origin?
I just met my dad like 2 years ago.
Right. So
you just lived in a really big house, or he wasn't around?
What?
It was like an 8-story house, and he spent all his time up top composing. Or were you? He left early. I see.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I didn't see him since I was 2, and then I just met him.
Okay. Well, that can do it. You have a little intimacy issues. You don't want to get close with a guy because your dad abandoned you and all that. So it's all that stuff to look into.
Well, yeah.
But you like that one-night stand thing, though, where you can get in and get out and be uninhibited, kind of?
Yeah, I don't want to have any strings attached.
Right. But you're scared of being, you know, intimate with somebody.
Well, the thing is that that's all I used to be. I was in relationship after relationship all through high school and then through this college now. And all now
Did you sabotage those relationships at a certain point?
No, well, every time I'm in a relationship, all of a sudden, like, after, 6 months, all of a sudden they want to, like, marry me or...
You can't, handle it.
Do you get buck wild with the one-night stands, though, is basically what I'm getting at. Are you into that buck wild feeling when you're with the one-night stands that you weren't able to do with the more intimate ones?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
But the intimacy...
I want to just get it all out, and those people that I've been with, they're more conservative and...
No, but this isn't like a recreational activity that you can just stop doing what you're doing and then say, oh, one day I'm going to get into a very stable, normal relationship, have kids, and have a marriage. You're setting up a pattern that's going to be very difficult to break. And probably the intimacy that you had in the past relationships that were over and over.
Save everyone. Listen, here's what's going on. Her dad abandoned the family when she was young. She's having a little trouble with the intimate relationships, so it's easier for her emotionally just to go out and get laid.
She doesn't have any insight into what's going on, so she needs that.
Crimes of Passion movie with Kathleen Turner. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that was a good movie. Wasn't that Body Heat?
No, that was a good one, Turner. Too. She was in that one, too. But that was the one, the Crimes of Passion was with Anthony Hopkins, where he's the reverend and...
Was this before she became a man? She became a man.
Before she grew the wolf man, Jack.
Free-floating.
Barbara Jean?
That's me.
And you're 31.
My friends call me Jeannie, so you can call me Jeannie.
All righty.
Hi. I had wanted to talk to Seven Dust, and I must say I'm just very happy to be able to finally speak to you guys, because I cannot tell you how pleased I am that there's actually a band on the radio that didn't write their song to get on the radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I don't know why, but I don't know one woman who knows of your band that I know. But I don't know why that is, but I try to turn on as many women as I can to it that say that they're into rock and or were into metal and things. And every time I play it for them, they
that's
say,
kinda
I
weird.
Play the
I'm devastated over the comment.
They started the band to get laid, so it's clearly backfired.
Well, I'm sure you didn't have any trouble in that area. I've seen your guys' pictures, and you're very, very handsome on top of your musical integrity as well. What I wanted to ask you was in regard to, well, I just have to say this. If you have any tickets for Wednesday night to come see your show, I'd love to come.
And the plot thickens. And the plot thickens.
You want to go out to the House of Blues in Anaheim tomorrow night?
I would love to see them at the House of Blues tomorrow night in Anaheim.
Can't you just kind of show up, and don't they release a certain amount at a certain point if you pull your top up high enough or something?
That was the rumor.
You know what? We don't know too many people. We've never been to Anaheim. You know what? You can come and talk to us. We'll hook it up.
Okay, so I just like show up at the door and say, let me talk to Seven Dust?
Sure, yes. Sure.
Okay. Knock on one of the buses.
Yeah, get there early. Hey, Barbara Jean.
Yeah.
I mean, Barbie or whatever your friends call you. What did I call you?
Jeannie.
Yeah. Jeannie, that's right. We're out of time.
You know, I mean,
I have a question about the guitar solos. Why don't you play any guitar solos?
Oh, man. Do you like the Sleazebees and Helix and that stuff, too?
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Beck.
All right.
Yeah. Good. That's good stuff. You like Mountain, too, then.
Leslie West.
Mississippi Queen.
That's
all right.
What I'm talking about.
How many guitar solos do you get to hear on the radio anymore, though?
Like, never. And that's why I'm wondering, like, when you play in rehearsal, because, you know, basically, guitar solos came from America. They came from jazz, as far as I understand.
Right.
All right. Listen, sorry there, Jeannie, but we got it. Got to take a break. Sorry we didn't get
there's
to
there's no
that.
Way in hell to answer that question, because I'm getting ready to get cut off real hard, so it doesn't matter. See you later. Sounds good.
All right, I want to say good night to and thank LeJean Morgan.
Great
and
guys.
Clint for coming in here from a little band called Mountain.
Nope.
No, Seven Dust, everybody. Seven Dust. Animosity, name of the CD. Go out and get it. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo.
Mississippi Queen.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.